This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Protocol for Life Balance product line, available at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out, which help support positive mood and relaxation. GABA, 5-HTP, SAMe, L-tryptophan, and Mucuna extract. With current economic and living conditions causing widespread sadness and tension, these neurotransmitters and their precursors can help support positive mood and relaxation. That's according to numerous clinical studies. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, wherein we answer your questions. 877-726-8255 is our number for calls. We'll take some of those calls momentarily. But we're in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. Lots of us are getting cabin fever as the temperatures warm up across the country. We're yearning to go outside. Some particularly gloomy weather here in the Northeast, where I am in New York City. But a nice day today, and a lot of people are going to be out walking. Because what recourse do we have? Our gyms are closed. We don't have access to our usual recreations. For me, it would be swimming or the spin bike. I don't have access to a bike here in New York City. I guess I could, rent one of those bikes on the street. But I like my own personal bike. I've got a bike stash at another house, which I'm going to visit when the weather warms up. But walking is one of people's major outlets these days. And there's an interesting study on the number of steps that's required to reduce your risk of dying. And it's an interesting study because what the study basically says is that it's the number of steps and not the intensity of the steps. So you can walk at a leisurely pace and gain some real benefits in terms of longevity and freedom from the risk of dying, according to this study. And so, you know, if you're kind of a tortoise and not a hare, you can feel better about it based on this study. This is a study that was done over a period of several years, data collected from 2003 to 2006, and then they followed the participants an average of 10 years. It's part of NHANES, the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. And what they found is 4,000 steps per day. By the way, this magic thing about 10,000 steps per day. You don't have to do 10,000 steps per day to get the benefits of walking. It's not an all or nothing thing. It's on kind of on a graduated scale. For people who did 4,000 steps per day, there were advantages. But if you upped it to 8,000 steps per day, there were additional advantages. This was reported online last month in Journal of the American Medical Association. The participants were at least 40. They wore accelerometers that tracked their steps for up to a week. That's easy now because you can do that with your iPhone or with your Android. It'll actually record your steps. And then you can, after you walk, triumphantly state that I walked 8,000 steps per day or 11,000 steps per day. There's no magic about 10,000 steps. You'll get an advantage from 4,000 steps. If that's what your threshold is, you'll get an additional advantage if you go further. The further you go, the better. But it's not about intensity. It's about how far you go. Now, here's the rub. Here's the rub. This was what's called an observational study. It's correlation, not causation. So if you are a very sick dude and you are very poorly conditioned and you cannot walk, you're subject to all kinds of aches and pains and limitations. You feel like a fish out of water when you walk more than just a couple of blocks. It doesn't necessarily mean that by upping your walking to 10,000 steps per day, you're going to beat the Grim Reaper. So the difference between an observational and an interventional trial, would take people who can't walk, train them up, get them to walk further, and see if they live longer. That would be a true trial. But the mere fact that people don't walk, it might be a reflection of laziness, lack of initiative, sedentary lifestyle, sitting around munching snacks while watching TV incessantly, bad habits. But it could also be a reflection of the fact that they simply can't walk. And so it kind of blows up some of the study conclusions. Yes, walking long distances is good for your health, but it also may be a reflection of your underlying health and not necessarily the recipe for living to 100. All right, like many of these studies, you got to look kind of behind the data. 877-726-8255 is our number. And if you are experiencing low energy, here's something that I'd like to share with you. It's about the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age or illness or simply being run down. It's NT-Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. It repairs the mitochondria, which are the key to your energy production within your cells. NT-Factor is available in ProPax, which is a complete vitamin and mineral formula with antioxidants and omega-3s. But say you want to keep your favorite multi and yet still harness the power of NT-Factor alone. Well, there's healthy aging. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. And it provides you the unique energy support of pure NT-Factor in a potent delivery system. I've been taking NT-Factor for years and don't go a day without it. Now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Please note that even though they're no longer shipping to Vitamin Shop, you can still find ProPax and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or, to order direct, you can call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or check out their great new user-friendly website. It's ntfactor.com. They're really proud of it, so check it out. ntfactor.com. 877-726-8255 is their number. Let's talk to Barbara in New Jersey.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi. Okay, Doc. Listen, I have had a bowel movement problem for a number of years. Now,
you and about 20% of the population, very common.
Okay. Now, I developed sciatica, and my doctor prescribed two different medications, and now all of a sudden, my number two, they're formed instead of being the way they were.
So so the medication that helps the sciatica helps your bowel moves. And so he didn't prescribe hydroxychloroquine, right?
No.
Because there's a big craze about No, I'm kidding.
I know. But do you think that's what made things normal?
Let's look at it, because these could be what are called off-target effects. Beneficial side effects, because, you know, there's negative side effects, deleterious side effects, but there are also sometimes beneficial side effects of medication. So what have you been giving? And let's see if it's plausible that it helped your bowel movements.
Well, the one thing he gave me was cyclobenzaprine.
Yeah, sure. Okay. That's a medication that is an antispasmodic. And that medication may reduce the spasm in your intestinal tract, which is causing you to be constipated. So that's quite possible.
No,
that's Flexeril, I think, is the brand name for that medication. Flexeril.
No, it wasn't constipation. It was the kind of like the.
The opposite. Okay. So that actually makes more sense. Because the medication Flexeril is a little sedating. It's kind of a calmative medication, and it's designed, you know, again, it's designed to reduce the spasm in your back. It may, you know, sometimes they refer to irritable bowel syndrome as spastic colon. And in this case, your urgency is being reduced. So that's kind of a cool side effect, you know, so hooray, hooray for that. The problem with Flexeril, and I've taken it a couple of times because I've had back pain in the past, haven't for many years since I've been doing back exercises, but I've had some really terrible back spasms in my 30s and 40s. And, you know, what happens is it just makes you feel mentally, bleh, you know, like mush brain. You getting that?
Well, I only took it for like 6 or 7 days. It was like a Z-pack.
I took it for like 6 or 7 hours, and I felt like I couldn't, you know, work my way out of a wet paper bag. But, you know, different strokes for different folks.
Wait, I told you the wrong thing. That one I took for 20 days. The other thing that I took was prednisone.
Yeah, methylprednisolone. Okay, so that's a Z-pack?
Well, it was one of those things where you take it for 6 days. You know, each day you take one less.
Oh, yeah. So it's a dose pack. It's called a dose pack. Okay, so you're taking descending orders of methylprednisolone, which is an anti-inflammatory. Yeah, I mean, it's plausible that, you know, it kind of turned things around for you. So now that you're off the medication, things are better?
Well, now I'm on another medication. I'm on gabapentin because
calmer downer kind of medication. So that could help too. You know, I might actually have an anti-diarrhea effect.
Right. Do you think when I'm done with all these medications, I'll stay?
I don't think so. I think that, I like to offer words of encouragement, but I think it's actually the medications that are creating a benefit for you. Because all the medications, what they have in common, one's an anti-inflammatory, but the other are sort of antispasmodics, they may reduce the tendency for you to have irritable bowel, calm the bowel. They sort of calm the nerves, reduce spasm. Gabapentin is kind of a nerve sedating medication. And maybe, you hit the jackpot here, and that gabapentin at low doses will help your back pain, but will also help your GI problems. But here's the thing. This is a good time, you know, when you're having a little reduction in your symptoms, is to undertake a couple of things. One, I got to start doing some back exercises. So get some instruction in back exercises. I know you can't get them in person, but you can get them online now. Work perhaps with a chiropractor, physical therapist to strengthen your back, because we don't pay attention to our backs until our backs come knocking and saying, ouch. You know, we're going to give you a Zets. You know, because you've been not really paying that much attention to your back, and your back is weak, and you can strengthen those muscles, as I've been doing, you know, do those exercises faithfully, and you'll get out of trouble. But it's going to take some time. You need to do these exercises faithfully for months and years, and your back will strengthen rather than progressively weaken, and your sciatica will be in the rearview mirror. Thanks for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255. Welcome your questions on any subject you like during this lockdown. Yeah, it could be about coronavirus, but as with Barbara, other problems continue to afflict us. This is Intelligent Medicine. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out, which help support positive mood and relaxation. GABA, 5-HTP, SAMe, L-tryptophan, and Mucuna extract. With current economic and living conditions causing widespread sadness and tension, these neurotransmitters and their precursors can help support positive mood and relaxation. That's according to numerous clinical studies. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve overall circulation. For more information and to purchase, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. A little preview of our upcoming newsletter. By the way, our number 877-726-8255 for questions, comments. If you're itching to emerge from lockdown, want to hear what your emergency strategy is. You know, we flatten the curve and hospital admissions and deaths are declining. But, of course, Americans are champing at the bit. You know, that's like a little bit of a linguistic thing. We are not chomping at the bit. We're champing at the bit. If it, you know, want to be really precise about it, that's what horses do. They champ at the bit. And we're about to, normalize our routines, at least in some fashion, and undertake damage control over a badly wounded economy, because it's imperative that we get things started again, because we're going to experience a lot of hardship, and there are health problems associated with a worldwide depression. So in the absence of a vaccine or a definitive pharmaceutical therapy, this means that we're actually going to need to accept higher levels of personal risk. We're going to have to go out there in the world, and we're going to have to try and minimize our risk of coming down with coronavirus infection. And so I put together some surprising solutions for the coronavirus pandemic. And among them, and this is a real curious one, is nicotine. From the earliest days of the pandemic in China, it was anticipated that smoking would prove a risk factor for COVID-19. After all, it makes sense, because if you damage your lungs, and lungs are a target for infection, you're going to have worse outcomes. But it turns out not. This, really, all the research points to the fact that smokers are somewhat underrepresented among people who get very sick and die from the coronavirus. Now, not saying smoking's good for you. Smoking will kill you, you know, six ways to Sunday. But there is evidence that nicotine has some unique pharmacological properties that, according to French researchers, there's something called the nicotinic receptor that plays a key role in the pathophysiology of COVID-19 infection. They're actually doing research on nicotine patches as a way of minimizing the severity. This is a research project that's underway in France to see if administering nicotine, not via the lung route, but through the skin, through patches, perhaps eventually through lozenges or gum, could reduce the severity of COVID-19. And essentially, there's something to this, that nicotine may exert, in a surprising way, preventive effects against coronavirus. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy to follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number. And jot that number down because should you come up with a question during the week, even when we're not on the air, you can call 877-726-8255 and you can record a question. We'll take recorded questions various times during our weekend broadcast. All right, a little preview of our upcoming newsletter. We send out the newsletter every week, and it's free, and I think it's informative. Surprising solutions for the coronavirus, among which, you just talked about nicotine. Yeah, you'd never think that nicotine could be a plausible treatment for coronavirus, but rather than vaping it or smoking it, nicotine has pharmacological properties, may be helpful. Here's another one. And I got this suggestion from a trusted source, Dr. Leo Galland, who I've interviewed for our Intelligent Medicine podcast. He's one of the most nuanced and brilliant investigators of natural therapies for coronavirus. And based on his extensive research, one of the ways that the virus gets into us and wreaks havoc is through something called the furin pathway. Don't worry, there won't be a pop quiz on that, but it's spelled F-U-R-I-N. And it's this a little-known pathway, except to molecular biologists and immunologists. But studied it in medical school and promptly forgot about it. But the furin pathway is likely a target for inhibiting the coronavirus. So what are some natural ways of downregulating furin? Well, it turns out that a substance called luteolin is a potent downregulator of furin, and it has a documented antiviral effect. So you might say, okay, great, I never heard of luteolin. Where can I get a hold of that? Luteolin is found in thyme, which is a good thing to take. Thyme has some immune modulating effects. Green peppers and chamomile tea have it, but it's especially high in celery. Celery is a great source of luteolin. And so you can eat celery or you can juice celery. It's also available in supplements. There's a supplement called Lutimax, which prior to coronavirus, its main purpose was to help people with histamine intolerance or mast cell activation syndrome, which is kind of a allergic situation that many of our patients find themselves in. They're not allergic to one specific thing. They just are plain allergic. They're releasing a lot of histamine all the time. They have a lot of symptoms. And luteolin may be a blocker for that. And an interesting historical sidelight, there's an old-fashioned soda drink, and I never heard of it because I grew up on the West Coast. It was kind of an East Coast thing when I was growing up. Dr. Brown's Celray Soda. And some of you who are listening to this, maybe you're old-timers, you're lighting up remembering that this was a favorite mainstay of Jewish delicatessens, nearly forgotten, Dr. Brown's Celray Soda. And for some of you, you may think, that's the most unappetizing thing I ever heard of. Celery soda, but it had kind of a nice taste. Yeah, sure, it had a lot of sugar in it, but it was also made with celery. And so get a hold of some Dr. Brown's, make some celery juice, eat some celery. Celery is a great low-carb food because you can put some hummus on it or your favorite spread and chomp away on the celery. The celery is going to be a rich source of lidiolin, which has a blocking effect on the virus. 877-726-8255 is our number. You can't get your elective surgery, right? You know, maybe you're getting ready to have some kind of cosmetic procedure, that long-delayed facelift, or maybe an eye tuck, or maybe you've got knee problems or shoulder problems, and you were on the launch pad for elective surgery earlier in the year, but now you can't get your surgery. But these folks can. Headline, why these athletes went ahead with their elective surgeries. The story here from MedPage Today, while scores of Americans have had to postpone elective surgeries, sometimes for serious conditions, we did a phone call last week with the father of a kid, the kid's like 12 or 13, who has atrial septal defects, a heart problem, and it's the kind of thing that they watch until a certain point at which they undertake surgery. It's not emergency surgery, but it's a form of urgent elective surgery. Couldn't get it done because they don't want to let the kid in the hospital. But here, the story reports that at least 8 professional athletes have gone ahead with procedures, including elbow and knee ligament reconstruction and groin surgery. There's some pretty popular names here. Justin Verlander of the Astros had groin surgery. He figured, hey, you know, rather than this season isn't going to materialize, so I might as well have that groin surgery. It tipped him. You know, some of these guys, they try to soldier through the season, but there ain't going to be no season, so you might as well have your groin surgery and recuperate so you can be back again in 2021. Noah Syndergaard of the Mets and Chris Sale of the Red Sox had Tommy John surgery. That's a season ender, and it takes a season and a half to come back from Tommy John surgery if you're a pitcher. But they might as well get it done now. But they got it done. They broke the quarantine, and so the ethical question is, you know, should a professional athlete go and get Tommy John surgery or ACL surgery so they can get back onto the field that much sooner and resume their career? You know, they certainly went to the front of the line in terms of getting surgeries during a time where elective surgeries are hard to come by. They made special provisions for these athletes where, you know, literally the team's fortunes and multi-million dollar contracts rest on their ability to get out there and play. Here's another unexpected consequence of the delay in elective surgery. I recently did a FaceTime with some old friends of ours who we haven't talked to in a really long time. You know, we see their comments on Facebook and we email each other back and forth articles, but we haven't seen each other. So we did a FaceTime, and I asked my friend Bob, I said, Bob, how's your knee? Because he unfortunately has some bad knee problems, and he was supposed to get surgery right before the coronavirus hit, and his surgeon went skiing and his surgeon got injured his rotator cuff, so he couldn't do the surgery, so that was postponed. And then along came coronavirus, so Bob couldn't get his knee surgery done. He was in excruciating pain, barely able to get around, and it was much-needed surgery. He would have had it done, but he couldn't get it done. So I asked Bob, this is now weeks later, I said, Bob, how's your knee? And he goes, it's great. My knee is fine. So the net result of that is this elective surgery, which appeared so urgent, really wasn't so urgent. And tincture of time and a little rest allowed his knee to fully recover. And he's tooling around like nothing ever happened. And so, you know, it's kind of like those stories like when the doctors go on strike, as has happened at various times in history, statistics show that the death rate goes down because doctors aren't putting patients at risk with risky drugs and risky surgeries that ultimately might hasten their demise. Interesting consequence of the delay in elective surgery. I hope that your elective surgery is not putting you at risk or causing you undue comfort, but sometimes there's a silver cloud to the there's a silver lining to the cloud. Let's take a call from Sharla in Iowa. Welcome. How you doing?
Hi.
Dr. How you doing?
Hoffman?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Hi. I'm calling because I'm a chronic pain sufferer. I've had it since the late 90s. And I've had a couple surgeries on my neck, and we're at a point now where there's just nothing anymore they can do for me. Nothing works anymore. And
so you're on a variety of opiates, pain-killing medications, some kind of cocktail for pain?
Yeah. I take Oxy, hydrocodone.
Oh, boy.
Cymbalta. I've tried other things. And but I also suffer from migraines.
Okay, so you're the poster girl for chronic pain. And, you know, I got to say that, you know, when we're dealing with chronic pain, this kind of like shutting a barn door after the horse gets out. And, you know, there's no more powerful medication than medication for chronic pain, unfortunately. That, you know, we talk about natural alternatives. You know, we talk about taking some magnesium or taking some fish oil or taking glucosamine or taking some curcumin. All these things may help, but for chronic, very serious, especially nerve pain, you know, it's really hard to obtain significant relief from these natural agents. One thing that you may want to explore, but I would suggest that you explore it with your pain specialist, is the use of CBD or even medical marijuana. Pain specialists now are authorized to prescribe marijuana for people with very, very serious pain problems. And what it does is you may say, well, I don't want to get stoned. Well, no, it's not about that. It's about reducing your need for the pain medication that's debilitating and addicting. And there are plenty of studies that suggest that, THC and CBD do not obliterate pain the way opiates do. You know, it's nothing like Oxy when it comes to pain relief. They can minimize your dependency on pain medication. Has that been discussed? Can you broach that with your pain specialist?
Well, she's talked about me possibly getting a rub or something, but if it doesn't minimize my pain, the problem is if the pain gets out of control, it triggers the headaches.
Well, I understand. So what I'm saying is, look, the rub is nothing. It's nothing. I mean, obviously your pain specialist. What state are you in? You're in Iowa. And
yeah.
I don't know what the laws are like in Iowa, but in many states, patients like you become candidates for marijuana medication, you know, the cannabinoid type medications that are available from dispensaries. They're legal. You qualify. It's not like you're just taking this to get high or for recreational purposes. You really need some kind of pain relief. And there are actually studies that show that CBD and even CBD with a little THC can be helpful for migraines. So I would shop around in Iowa for someone who can help you with this. Pain specialists, true pain specialists, virtually all of them here in New York and in, you know, states where we're beginning to explore the legality of marijuana for pain, have special dispensation to give patients access to dispensaries. It's not like going to a back alley, somebody who's a dealer and getting, you know, a joint. This is actually very standardized. It's under strict supervision. The doses are carefully calculated, and they can actually minimize your need for very, very heavy-duty medication. So I would suggest that you explore that route. Otherwise, I mean, you know, I think the natural things, you know, curcumin, magnesium, you know, we go through these things for pain, but they're not, you're beyond that. You need something stronger. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their trademarked postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Let's talk about a way back from this pandemic lockdown. Prior to the coronavirus pandemic, we New Yorkers didn't think twice about cramming into crowded subways or commuter trains, buses and elevators, attending concerts, theaters and sports events, or visiting museums and art galleries. And we stood in line at Trader Joe's and Whole Foods. There was no thought of social distancing. We also worked in large offices with open floor plans, usually without windows because of energy efficiency. Well, that all that is turning against us now because we're rightly concerned about the air we breathe, which may harbor suspended viral particles, which are viable and transmissible for hours. So let's talk about a fix that's going to enable us to get back into our daily lives, and that is going to require a massive retrofitting of our public spaces with virus mitigation technology. President Trump talked about it the other day. He kind of stepped on his own lines there. But it is true that sunlight is the best disinfectant. And some form of UV light disinfection may be incorporated in HVAC systems. It's already a feature of some high-end central air systems for homes. And there's a story about something called bipolar ionization. I don't know what these terms mean, but bipolar ionization is already in use in a lot of public spaces. It releases charged atoms that could attach to and deactivate harmful substances like bacteria, mold, allergens, and viruses. It's a technique that's been around for decades as a tool to control pathogens in food manufacturing. And I'm thinking this is going to go real big. Air purification and disinfection is going to be the way that we can help reopen theaters and restaurants and public spaces. I'm not going to go into a subway car if a subway car is crowded here in New York City. I'm just not. In the past, I would have shoved my way on, taking advantage of a few inches of space that I might have. I'm not going to get on a crowded car. I'm going to wait till, you know, maybe several trains go by until I get on one that's half empty. But with air purification maybe there's a way back. And I see that as a big potential for startups and people who are involved in the HVAC business. So let me tell you about one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health as we age. Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Now, we know that nitric oxide is a vital signaling molecule, which we all make in our bodies. But as we age, it starts to diminish naturally. In fact, the primary pathway through which we make nitric oxide is already only operating at 50% capacity by the time we're 40 years old and continues to decline over time. This requires intervention through diet, lifestyle, or supplementation. And just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrite equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy blood pressure, and improve overall circulation. I use it myself every day before I exercise for that extra boost in energy levels. It's the professional grade nitric oxide supplement that I recommend and prescribe for my patients. It's only available from healthcare providers, but you can get your Berkeley Life professional supplements by going to drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. You can also get Berkeley Life's patented nitric oxide test strips to conveniently test your own nitric oxide levels safely and easily at home. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life for Berkeley Life nitric oxide supplements. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Make sure you subscribe to our newsletter for timely updates on coronavirus. Check out our coronavirus landing page, newly set up at drhoffman.com. Download our podcasts, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and stay a better informed listener to Intelligent Medicine for all the resources we provide. Have yourselves a great weekend. Stay safe. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.